Welcome to Shom Achshav Nadav from Pesachim Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis, towards the end of the page, brings the different hours the people eat their meal during the day. Shor Rishoyno Machaludim, cannibals eat in the first hour, Shtiyo Machalistim, the thieves eat in the second hour, etc. And the Gemara concludes that Revis Machal Kolodom, most people eat their meal in the fourth hour, and Tamidei Chachamim eat in the sixth hour. Now, this is not just a conceptual idea, because this is brought down in Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin tells us, "Kshehegia Shah Revis Yikva Seudasei." When comes the fourth hour, one should be kriveya seuda. But he's at the mechacham who's learning, yamtin at Shah Shichis. He should wait till the sixth hour. And the Gemara concludes and says, "Vim lav kizoyk even lechemes." Is like throwing a rock into a barrel, meaning eating after the 6 hour is not beneficial. So 2 points I wanted to be mayor in this Gemara. Number one is just the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham brings a raya that how do you count the 6 hours? You count the 6 hours based on the morning, meaning from dawn 6 hours, or you count 6 hours since from the time the person wakes up in the morning. So Mogen Avraham brings a raya from Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chofei. So the Gemara says that when is it considered that a Tainis begins? The Gemara says it could be either Neitzachamo or Chatzois or the ninth hour, meaning if Chazal did not start a Tzoim until the ninth hour, so then it's considered to be that it's too late. But before the ninth hour, it's still considered to be a Tainis. Says the Gemara, why? Says Rashi there, why? Because Melachim, the kings, get up in the third hour. And because the Mechachamim don't eat until 6 hours after they get up, so until the ninth hour, it's still not the time of a Seuda. So Mogen Avraham brings from here, you see, that the 6 hours is counted based on everyone, whenever he wakes up, that's when the 6 hour begins. Says the Mogen Avraham, that's the reason that many people are not so careful to not eat on Shabbos until after Chatzos. Even though we have a dinner, not supposed to have Shabbos at Tainis, and if the meal is supposed to be within the 6 hours of the day, so then it's too late, you already did, the Shabbos is already at Tainis, says the Mogen Avraham, but if you count for 6 hours since the time you wake up, that's why people wake up later on Shabbos, you count 6 hours, so now from here on, you don't have a problem making Shabbos at Tainis. But the Musar Haskel of this Gemara, what seems the Gemara is saying, is why does the Tamid Chacham have to start his meal in the sixth hour? What's the point? What's the message that the Tamid Chacham waits until the sixth hour to start his meal? So it seems that the Gemara is telling us, based on the next sentence of the Gemara, meaning if you wait later than 6 hours, your meal is not going to be effective. So therefore, don't wait after it. A Tamid Chacham waits until the last moment. And here it's very appropriate to connect the Kaf HaChaim on this Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, who speaks about, in general, how a person should eat. And he quotes the Sefer Or Tzadikim, which was written by Rav Meir Papirsch, who was a big Mekubo. He's the one who published the Sfarim of the Arizal and Rav Chaim Vital and brought it out to light. And he wrote a Sefer called Or Tzadikim, in general, how a person is supposed to act every day, based on Kabbalah. And when he speaks about the Indian of food, he says something very deep. He says, you should know, when a person indulges himself and enjoys more than what he's used to, more than what is normal for him to eat, he just enjoys for pleasure, then it's not just an issue of a person enjoying a lamhazeh for no reason. But whenever a person enjoys too much, that enjoyment goes directly to the sitra achra, directly to the satan. He's empowering the satan with that joy. And this gives a little more of understanding why it says that a person wants to learn Torah, the way you learn Torah, the Mishnah says, Pasa melech toichal, maimim sura tishte, alor tishte, and a person needs to be very careful not to enjoy the world if he wants to be koine Torah. So simple understanding is, if you're really indulging, it's very hard to learn. But according to this idea, when a person is enjoying too much, and he also has Torah, he's empowering the Satan even more. So what our Gemara is telling us like this, the Mechachim wants to minimize the amount he's enjoying the world. How do you minimize that? Don't eat until the last second. After the 6 hours, there's no point in eating. It's already too late. So to wake up right away in the morning and eat right away, that's just enjoying the world for no reason. You wait until the moment, which is that's the last moment that a person could eat. You eat then in order not to enjoy the world for no need. That's the mile of the tzaddikim, the chassidim, who live their life in such a high level of spirituality. Anyone who's listening to this and wants to join either the email list or the WhatsApp group of Short Machshava, send the email please to shortmachshava@gmail.com.